Georgia was reminiscing. Thanks for choosing him for me. You really know what pleases women. Stella finally broke into a grin as she recalled how she had convinced her best friend she needed the pleasure bot to make her feel alive again. And she had been right, just like how it had been with many of her female clients. Having a connection with these women, plus the knack for picking the best robot for each one, made her business boom from day one. Yes, she was referred to as a modern-day pimp, but she didn't mind, because she knew she was serving women with an important need that could no longer be fulfilled. In the futuristic world they now lived in, there was only one human male left for every 10 human females. During the years of war among the planets, a lot of men had died, and those left had been incapacitated. Finding a healthy man with the ability to reproduce was rare in these times. Are you going to order from me again, Georgia? Stella asked, already picturing her big fat bank account. Of course, Georgia answered, smiling. But don't forget my special discounted rate. She was actually a well-respected career woman who held a high position at the Space Food Center, which was in charge of producing all-natural supplements from still-existing plants and man-made food alternatives charged with nutrients. Great, Stella said, but remember, I get to try them all out first,